This is KCUR 89.3 NPR in Kansas City. Outside an old car repair shop in Kansas City's historic Northeast, a large image is taking shape on a wall. But it's not a painted mural. As KCUR's Julie Deneche reports, the ceramic mosaic is coming together one tiny piece of tile at a time.
Artist Rebecca Cope has a pottery studio on a corner of busy St. John Avenue. Back in 1929, it was an auto repair shop. Over the summer, she was up on scaffolding, holding a section of tile.
I'm gonna take a look at it, see if it's better. Okay.
15 years ago, Cope had the idea for a large-scale mosaic that would cover the front of the Art Deco building. So she started collecting cheap surplus tile.
At that time, there was a lot of color tile. And so I tried to just grab up as much blue and green tile as I could find. It's easy to find tan and taupe and white. And I thought I had enough. Well, no, I didn't.
The building doesn't look big, but there's more than 600 square feet of surface to cover. Every tiny piece must be cut, shaped, and organized into a pattern. In this case, planet Earth.
I've used this tagline, Earth without art is just eh. So where the Earth meets space, I have the phases of the moon. And in between those phases, of course, we have space and points of light. So I'm putting the constellations up there. There went some tile. Who said going to the moon was easy?
Cope is a full-time potter and ceramics teacher. She's also the events director for the Northeast Kansas City Chamber of Commerce. And she runs the community garden next to her studio. But she spends most of her spare time cutting tile, grouting, and dreaming up the next section of the mosaic. She's also a bit of an art activist.
I just wanted an earth, and I wanted to be interactive. And I wanted to meet my neighbors and make this a community project and offer it as a teaching opportunity and really just as kind of a neighborly kind of thing.
On Wednesday evenings, Cope invites her neighbors to make their own mark on her wall.
You just can't imagine that a tiny little inch tile is then going to develop into a square foot, which will then develop into an entire mosaic.
That's Beth Keith. She lives just around the corner. Another helper is Cope's intern, Adrian Fieber. He's a senior at the Kansas City Art Institute.
You know, I had to do like little sections here and there, but I really couldn't tell you exactly like a spot that I did for sure. Yeah, Missouri, I remember, and like the Colorados, Canada and the lakes. I know we did spend some time on that, but I've got a tile in there somewhere, but I couldn't point to it exactly.
She's got the strength, I just don't have.
The work isn't easy. Again, Beth Keith.
Me and all the others that have helped have cut, you know, many, many, many pieces of tile, and that's pretty labor intensive. And, you know, I'm not a young thing, and so I would have aches and pains, you know, after cutting tiles.
Good. That'll keep that from setting up. This kind of goes in waves. Making mortar, applying the thin set to the wall, either 1 square foot or 2 square feet at a time.
Cope and her neighbors worked outside until late October. For now, the grout has been sealed and prepared for the coming winter.
It's been an experience. It's an exciting experience, actually, because I can actually see the progress.
They'll spend the next few months inside, cutting more tile into tiny pieces. When the weather warms up, they will be out here again. If all goes well, Cope expects it'll be done by this time next year. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Deneche.
You can find pictures of Rebecca Cope's mosaic at kcur.org.